You're going to enjoy it. Is that what you're afraid of?
It's not gay if the boss don't touch.
Don't you want to make me happy?
I've done so many of your fantasies. It's only fair you do one of mine.
Don't worry. He's tranced out right now.
He will only put his cock where I say. Pervert. My pervert. I love all the dirty things I can do with you. I love all the dirty things I can make you do.
Touch your cock. Go on. Touch it. Hold it. Stroke it. Explore it with your fingers. Rub around the head. I love cocks. And soon, so will you. The harder, the better. Cocks feel good. Good to touch, to play with. Stroke it. Not too much, mind you. We have a long ways to go on that. When I'm playing with you today, you can come whenever you want. However much you want. Just remember, you want to make me happy. The longer you last, the happier I am. I mean, I'll be here, running everything, directing the scene. But I'm only going to direct. I want to see you with him. I know the thought is a little scary. Honey, why don't you relax back for a few minutes? I'll give you a bit of a pre-talk before we start. Just to help you calm down. Just close your eyes. Relax. Let the sounds of your world fade out, fade away. Breathe in and out. Focus on it. Your breathing. Focus on pulling deep, calming breaths in, pulling in cool air in my certitude. As you breathe out, let go of your nerves, those worries holding you back. You want to have fun. Breathe in. Feel my pleasure and your obedience wash over you. And out. Feeling the muscles all over your body, just relax. Fully, completely. Good. Good boy. Perhaps you feel yourself starting to drift. Perhaps for you, this is an ultra-focusing, or a slow floating, or a deep sinking. Different people relax in different ways. But your body knows what you need. Let your mind start to fog as your breathing deepens, slows. Your mind deepens, slows. Feel yourself dropping and falling into my words, my voice. The only thought, the core importance striking into you, being a desire to make me happy. You want to make me happy, don't you? I know you do. You're a good boy. Picture for me an elevator. Simple, mechanical. You're standing in front of its doors, closed in the middle. A strong seam of metal just waiting to open up. There are buttons to the side. One with an up arrow and one pointing down. Why don't you press that down button for me? Go on. See it starting to glow as your finger pushes it in. Hearing the whirring noises as the elevator comes to life. Pulleys pulling an immense weight, up towards you. Place your hand against the wall. Feel it vibrating as it comes up. You hear a ding and the doors in front of you open. step in for me into the elevator. Good boy. See before you dozens of buttons, all with different numbers. You want to go to the bottom, though, the basement. Hit B. Go on. See the B. Press it in. Feel the button move in under your finger. Good. Feel yourself falling slowly, moving down, dropping in your mind as the elevator drops down floor after floor. Each floor it goes down takes you deeper into your blank state of mind and in the hotel. The lights are lighting up one by one as you go down. Count them as they descend, each level taking you even deeper. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16. Each number lighting up and then blinking out. 15, 14, 13, 12. Feeling your mind emptying more and more with each one. 11, 10, 9. Feeling so close to an important destination. 8, 7, 6. So close to a new experience. 5, 4. Your mind descending. 3, 2, 1. The elevator stops. The doors open. Step out for me into a control room. Your control room. It could take any form. The inside of a TARDIS. Jumbled levers and buttons. Or futuristic and pristine. Take a moment and see it fully form in your mind. The only important part is the control. Knowing that these levers, these buttons, these dials, they control you. Form who you are and what you are willing to do. In a corner, you see some dials marked inhibitions. Go towards them. Walk up until you are right in front. Looking at them, you can clearly see these dials are way too high. Be a good boy for me. Why don't you turn them down a bit? All the way down. As you move the dial, you feel as if an oppressive weight is being lifted from you. Your spirit freeing, opening you to the idea of new, exciting experiences. Turn it all the way down, feeling so free. Free to be as bisexual as you want. To do perverted, taboo things you never thought you were capable of. Another dial on the same panel is marked attraction. Right now, it is pretty far on the female spectrum, but not very far on the male. Let's change that. Go on. Take your hand and change it. Dial it up a bit. Don't worry. Everything will reset at the end. No inhibitions and a willingness to play with other men. It'll be fun. Turn it. Good. Good boy. That's all. That's it. You are doing wonderful. Come with me and we'll have a bit of fun as a reward. See before you in the control room. Sturdy. Closed. A nice big door. Go stand before it. That's right. Right in front of it. Open the door. Open it for me. Good. Good boy. Visualize and see a hallway stretched out into the distance. Doors on both sides of you. The walls are a slate gray, reflecting the colors of the prismatic lights blinking to a beat of music overhead. You start walking down the hallway. The carpet under your feet is black, lush and soft. Put out your hand and run it along the side of the wall. Walk, walk down the hallway. One foot after another. Each step taking you deeper. Deeper down the hallway. Deeper into trance. Drop your hand and let it go limp against your side.
Just go deep. You do what you're told. You don't have to think. Just go deeper. Going deeper makes me happy. Going deeper makes me feel good.
You do what you're told. You don't have to think.
Hear my words as your inner thoughts.
You do what you're told. You don't have to think.
When you are with me, with my voice,
so long as it feels good,
you do what you're told. You don't have to think.
My words,
your reality.
You do what you're told. You don't have to think.
You want to make me happy.
You do what you're told.
You don't have to think.
It feels good to be a good boy.
Just go deeper.
I do what I'm told.
I don't have to think.
Going deeper makes you happy.
You do what you're told.
You don't have to think.
Going deeper makes you feel good. Just
pay attention.
You do what you're told.
Open the door to your left.
You don't have to think.
Cool metal handle turning under your fingers. As you open it up and look inside.
Going deeper.
You see a room. Four walls. One door.
You don't have to think.
Hot, lovely girl in the middle of the room.
You do what
you recognize her. Your sweetheart.
When you
the woman you love and adore,
so long as it feels good,
who you would do anything for.
You don't have to think.
Smiling as she stands there,
reality,
wearing lingerie you didn't even know she owned.
You want to make
so scandalous just how much silky flesh is showing.
It feels good.
How it is being framed.
Just
heels higher than you have ever seen her wear. Making her presence just so much more domineering.
You do what you're told.
You can't take your eyes off her.
Going deeper.
She's never looked this sexy before. She's changed her hair. She's wearing an outfit right out of your favorite porn.
You do what you're told.
With one very big addition.
Go deeper.
Wrapped around those lovely hips. A large strap on, big and blue.
You don't have
8 inches of knobbed penetration.
Your inner thoughts
strapped around those beautiful hips.
You don't have to think.
She's rubbing it
with me,
up
with my voice, so
and down.
Feels good. You do what
up and down as your eyes lock on and can't look away.
Your
she looks at you and smiles.
You don't have
wicked, lovely. Faintly malicious.
You don't have to think.
She bites her lip as she stares you down.
Good boy.
Pay attention.
Go deeper.
She says, and your eyes move.
I don't have to think.
Your eyes trapped on hers as they dig inside of you.
You don't have to think.
Until your mind feels as if it is falling, washing, dropping away. Until you admit defeat in a game you didn't even know you were playing. You drop your head as you drop to your knees. Completely submissive. Completely conquered by will alone. You hear a laugh and heels clicking as she walks towards you. Her hand lightly teasing the top of your head. Running down the back of your spine. Warm breaths of air as as she leans over you, her hand brushing away hair as she leans in to whisper in your ear.
I have a surprise for you, since you are just such a good boy and so perfect. I know you will make me happy. Look up, look across.
Looking, you see standing before you a pair of jeans. You raise your head higher, discovering large legs and higher to a man's crotch, a large bulge seeming to pulse within the pants.
This is Chad. He's come to play with us. Why don't you be a good boy and thank Chad for coming to play? Go on and say it out loud. Thank you, Chad.
Good boy. Chad moves back as she moves up in front of you, the tip of the cock attached to her strap-on, swaying in front of your face. You find your eyes tracking it, following it back and forth, up and down, moving with her body, nudged along by the contractions of muscles on her lovely stomach as she talks to you. The words becoming a drone as all you can focus on, all you can think about, is that cock. You want it.
You want that cock. You want to suck it and be fucked by it. It will feel so good, sliding in and out of you, over and over and over again. Put your mouth on it. Go on. Just the tip between your lips as you taste the silicone. Now slowly run your tongue underneath it, feeling the knobs along its length. Little tiny bumps you would feel so clearly if it was shoved up inside of you from behind.
Your mouth runs over her strapped-on cock as she teaches you how to give not just a good blowjob, but a great blowjob.
You want to be a good little cocksucker for me. If you do this for me, I'll do all sorts of things you want. Though really, I know you want it.
Pervert.
My pervert. I love all the dirty things I can do with you. My darkest desires, and you come along.
Such a good boy. I can't imagine anyone better for me than you. She starts shoving the dildo in further, shoving her crotch against your face as she slides it in.
Such a good boy. Take it all in for me. That's it. That's right.
Grinding her clit with the motions as she fucks you. You start to hear a buzzing as the vibrator against her clit switches on, causing vibrations to flutter down your throat. Moans start filling the air as the two of you become lost in the moment, a mist of her musky, horny arousal soaking the air. Thick scent of sex as she shoves in and out, in and out. You can taste her wetness soaking through her harness. In and out, in and out. Good. These words and the thoughts that come to mind. The pleasure you feel when your cock goes in and out, fucking. Sexual pleasure that builds and buils with each thrust.
In and out, that's it, my pet. Take it in and out, in and out.
Every time you hear those words, in and out, in and out, you can see hot sex and fucking and penetration flashing across your thoughts, growing your arousal, building a sexual pleasure washes over you, the intense orgasmic pleasure of the feeling of your cock going in and out, in and out. Of your hand, of a mouth, of a warm, welcoming pussy, or a nice, tight ass. In and out, in and out.
Just
each time growing the pleasure, building it, becoming just so fantastic as it washes over you, and you continue to suck like a good boy. The big man, Chad, walks up next to her, standing, staring, and starting to stroke his long, meaty cock.
What does it taste like?
Does it taste like me?
It must taste amazing.
I want to suck that cock. A small drop of pre-cum forming,
taste like?
Dripping slightly from the tip, leaking out. It catches the light of the room, glistening like a tiny droplet of water,
taste like me?
Falling from a magnificent body. It mesmerizes you. This bit of pre-formed sperm from another man's cock. You find yourself wondering, what does it taste like? Does it taste like me? As she slowly moves the dildo out from your lips, a discernible pop as it comes out of your throat. It becomes hard to tell if the thoughts are coming from her voice or simply from your inner thoughts, inner desires.
You want to suck that cock? Come on, boy. What are you waiting for?
Stick out your tongue and taste him. Like a good boy, you obey. Tentatively sticking out your tongue, running it across his giant mushroom tip, scooping up that glistening drop of pre-cum with your tongue. Salty, sweet.
Maybe I'll make you eat your own cum when we're done.
I bet you'd like that.
Dirty boy.
My perfect pervert. Now suck. Suck that cock. The man, grinning from his vantage point, standing over your kneeling body, grabs you firmly by the hair and starts lowering your face. Mesmerized, mind a blur, you go along with it. Mouth opening, tongue twisting around the shaft as he brings the tip deep inside of you.
Suck it. Good boy.
Suck his cock for me.
That's right.
You feel her hands on you as she bends you over onto your hands and knees, head still in the air, sucking on that thick, juicy cock, feeling the vibrations as the veiny sides of the shaft throb in your filled mouth as he gets harder and harder inside your mouth. So full. You feel so full. In and out. In and out. You feel pressure and pleasure as his cock slams all the way down, pulling out like a piston just to smack into you again.
Suck.
You do what you're told. You don't have to think. Your lips do their best to stay like vacuum seals around his dick, slamming it into your face as if it was a warm, welcoming pussy. In a way it is. Your mouth pussy. He pulls all the way out and she whispers in your ear to say the words.
Say, mouth pussy. Go on, boy. You can do it. Say, I have a mouth pussy. Oh, that's right. And that mouth pussy belongs to me. Say, my mouth pussy belongs to you. Sweet boy, you make me so happy.
Get back to work. Suck that cock like it's my strap-on and you want to bring me pleasure. In and out, in and out. The phrase, your trigger for pleasure, jolts into you, feeling amazing as you moan into your mouthful of cock. In and out, your cock hardening underneath the view of this degrading treatment.
It's not so bad. You like it. You like being treated like my used slut.
You find yourself agreeing with every word. You do what you're told. You don't have to think. As you suckle, she moves behind you. Breath still warm on the back of your neck. She touches you, strokes you, moves her hands, and spreads your ass. You feel something hard and wet pressing against your hole.
Come on, baby. Open up your other pussy for me.
You do what you're told. You don't have to think. You relax and feel yourself opening so she can insert the tip of her strap-on, still wet with your saliva, pushing it slowly inside of you while your face is being fucked harder and harder. Gaggling, gurgling, you moan into the cock as her cock slides inside of you. You are such a dirty boy that your cock gets hard as she goes in your ass, as his cock goes in and out of your mouth. In and out, in and out. You feel it, don't you? The building of your erection. A man coming closer and closer to spurting his cum inside your mouth. I expect you to suck it all down. You know I hate it when you waste things, honey. She pushes a little from behind you, and you feel that delicious feeling of the dildo rubbing inside of you as she goes deeper. In and out. In and out. Little shoves now. In and out. In and out. Naughty boy, I see your fingers twitching. I know what you really want is to stroke that cock. Stroke it in your fingers. In and out. In and out. Make your hand into a fist and shove your cock through it. In and out. In and out. She shoves a bit harder and you feel the widest parts slipping in past your ring, your body's defenses. It comes to a stop. It rests thick inside of you, heavy and pressing against your prostate. Those little bumps you ran your tongue on earlier, each one feeling so fucking good as they go inside of you, as they rub inside of you. In and out, in and out. The pleasure builds and grows as you try not to choke on the cock in your throat. Such a slut. You try to take in as much as you can to be a good boy and make her happy.
So happy. Feels so good.
Such a good boy.
Slam.
That's it. Take all of it.
Vibrating against my breath.
You feel so full, filled on both ends. Your own hand filled with your cock as you rock.
Rock for me, my pet.
Show me how much you like it. With a flick of her fingers, she turns on the vibrator attached to the strap-on, and you feel a strong buzzing radiating out from her crotch, vibrating inside of you as she fucks you.
Just
in and out, in and out.
Stronger.
Each little nub seemingly becoming a focus point of pleasure for it as she fucks your ass. Just another pussy that belongs to her for her to play with. In and out. In and out as you come closer and closer, struggling now with the cock in your mouth. Each moan a bonus stimuli, bringing you closer and closer to the edge as in and out, in and out, she fucks you. Her moans fill the air as suddenly the vibrations become stronger, pulsing against your prostate as she bangs against you. Your hair being grabbed, you're not sure by who, firm and hard. Pulling you forwards, pulling you back as in and out, in and out.
Just like that.
I want you to come when he comes, when I come. All at once, my pet, show me what a good slut you can be for me.
I know you can do it.
In and out, in and out.
You won't want to disappoint me,
when I say one, I will come.
Keep stroking.
You better come with me, both of you. Ten.
Nice.
In and out, in and out. The man grunts and stiffens.
That's right,
nine.
Baby.
In and
that's
out.
Right.
In and out.
Fucking take.
The pleasure pressing against your prostate, rubbing against your cock.
Eight.
Take in and
nice
out.
Deep
in and out.
Of you.
Sexual pleasure growing stronger as it jolts into you, over you,
you
again
like
and again.
That's
seven.
Take it.
In and out. In and out. Her hands kneading your ass as she grinds against you, penetrating you again and again and again. Six, in and out, in and out. Tears filling your eyes as you struggle to breathe as Chad's incoming orgasm causes him to swell. Five, in and out, in and out. You hear her moaning loudly behind you, the sound vibrating through you like the vibrations resounding in your eyes, growing stronger and stronger. Four, in and out, in and out. She brings her hand up, then down, smacking your ass and causing your ass to clench around the cock inside of it, making the sensations even stronger. Three, in and out, in and out. The man lets out a roar as he pounds away. You can no longer suck, you just hold on as he grabs your head and uses you, thrusting into your face, hair from his crotch brushing against your nose as you have no choice but to breathe in the smell of his sweaty cock. Two, in and out, in and out. You want it, you need it, you take it like the slut you are as you feel the man go tense, his whole body tightening up with the power of his release. Her hands in your hair tightening as she lets out a cry of delight as she comes, fucking you. One, in and out, in and out. Come for me. Your balls tighten as your cock starts pulsing. Come for me. The man's cock vibrates as it starts shooting sticky, sweet cum down your throat. So quickly, the massive quantities of sperm fill up your throat and you find yourself sputtering. Desperately trying to swallow it, his cum shoots out your nose. His cock coming out and squirting all over your face.
You know you want to eat it.
Strings of it sticking and hanging from your face as your head drops down, limp and weary.
Drop for me.
Come for me. She says it again in your ear and you have to obey, shooting your own spunk out of your greedy, needy cock. Orgasm rocking it. So intense as she pegs your ass again, in and out, making you know you came in such a dirty but orgasmic way.
Dirty boy, you've made such a mess. Didn't I tell you to swallow it all? Sit up.
You rise upwards, still on your knees, but your hands coming up off the floor. Covered. You're covered in thick jizz. His mixing with yours, and you aren't sure whose is whose.
Eat it. Suck your fingers.
You do what you're told. You don't have to think. Raising your hand up to your lips, tasting the commingled cum of your cock-sucking session.
You lick. You suck your fingers. Eagerly lapping like the good boy you are as she pets you, strokes you, reassures you about just how wonderful you are. The man leaves the room. He was just a cock to her. A cock to use on her pet's mouth pussy. A tool to show her control. He is nothing. She is everything as she gathers you to her chest. Stroking, softly stroking your head as she cradles it against her breasts, whispering, good boy, such a good boy, you make me so happy, you are such a good little cocksucker, I love you so much. We'll have to do this again. Who else can I make you suck off for me, baby? She laughs as she lets you cuddle her, deriving comfort and safety from her strong form. As she holds you, your mind drifts back into the same pattern of thought. You do what you're told. You don't have to think. She stands up, lifting you with her. You lean on her for support as she leads you from the room. Cum still dripping from your face, your body, your cock. Strap on still dangling from her hips. She leads you out the door and back down the hallway, leading you into your control room. Fix the dials, honey. She whispers in your ear as you move the dials for inhibitions and attraction to more comfortable levels, just slightly lower than they were before. A dirty, dripping mess,
She leads you to the elevator, presses a button for the top floor, and walks away, leaving you in the elevator. You start rising. Feel your mind slowly rising out of trance as well. Rising in and out of it. The buttons slowly lighting and dimming one by one. Almost to the top. Almost out. Count with me. Count to five. And when I say five, you will wake up. Aware. Proud. Such a good boy. One, two, three, four, five. Wake up. Such a dirty boy. My perfect pervert.